experience shows that we've, in this portfolio, there are 16 entities. And what usually happens is that you start off listening to an entity, and then you, at the end, rushing the entities that are kind of on the queue at the back. We kind of rush them through. So I'd like to suggest that we have some kind of division of time throughout the day. In my personal opinion, is that it's not enough time. Just one day on the 8th of July, but to understand that we probably can't do it simply for also some other practical reasons. So I'd like to suggest that we make sure that we plan the day and actually specifically put times for each entity and advise the entity in advance that this is the allocated slot, so that we give sort of enough time for each entity and we move on, so that the entities at the back of the back of the queue aren't disadvantaged and kind of rush through it because we're running out of time. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Can I just clarify something? The House Chair indicated that the focus, because this was an election year, Mr. Freitas, I know that you normally used to call all the entities over a 2-3-day period, and then we dealt with the budget vote of the department afterwards. This time the focus will only be on the department, the DOT's set plan, ATP, and the budget, because the budget that's going to be debated on is the one that's submitted in terms of the expenditure framework. So the focus will only be on the shutdown of the department. Is that the, and obviously it's going to short circuit a number of issues as we will be focusing directly onto the departmental budget. Which is what we're going to be doing without going into details in terms of the entities. And my belief is that as a committee, we may want to look into the entities at a later stage, because now, as it was even explained in the NA, the sitting, that we've got only 1 month wherein all the vote has to be passed. So I don't know how if members are making a proposal as to how do we now deal with the entities. Honorable Ramatlakana and Honorable Tita, will follow.
No, Honorable Chair, I think that in terms of the schedule and the time frame that we have for the budget to be adopted, we may not have that time to listen to entities, but I think what in our program after the budget, we should then schedule the kind of oversight engagement with the entities around the budget and what they're going to buy with the money. So I think so we accommodate the fact that we have not been able to engage with them now, later in the year in terms of our budget, in terms of the oversight program. And then we still deal with the budget in a sense, but more on the implementation side of the budget. Thanks.
Thank you, Chair. And you know, just one of the things that came to mind is I know that a lot of people, well, I don't know if people would be keen on it, but Monday being Constituency Day as well, can't we, is there not a possibility of us spreading it over 2 days from Monday to Tuesday, making sure that we actually do have some of the entities, if not all of the entities?
Okay, that's the proposal, that maybe we should look into a Monday of them. That's what you're proposing. Honorable Sudan.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I'll go back on what was explained by the Secretary of the Committee. I think we, let us not put pressure on ourselves. Number one, the budget which we are talking about, a specific budget, because it's dedicated to the department. And the department is the mother body of each and every entity. There will be time for entities. And then again, let me put more. You see the proposal from our colleagues. I don't it is possible for Monday, because Monday is a party day, and it differs from party to party. Some parties, there are programs already. Official, I don't undermine it. It's a very, very meaningful proposal, but unfortunately, Monday is out for us. And then also with the line which I was explaining, which was explained by the secretary earlier on, that now a specific, it's a specific budget, it's a departmental budget. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Can we agree that is work in progress, that when we are done with the presentation of the budget to the National Assembly, then we will go into specifics in terms of the entities and make sure that we are able to cover as much ground as we can in this financial year? Can we go to adopting the program as proposed? Honorable Ramasakana, seconded by Honorable Sovita. Thank you. Can we move to the next agenda item, which is the minutes of the 24th of June? Page one of the minutes, assuming that surnames and names have been spelled correctly and practiced. Hope you're not being put into my party wrongfully so or rightly so. Honorable Makahe.
I did not attend the first meeting because I was not yet to the meeting. So I'm one of the only.
Okay, welcome, Honorable. We'll get the details and everything for that. Thank you very much. Page one, can we move to page two? Agreed. Honorable.
I was moving the adoption of the minutes.
Okay, adoption. Any seconder? Honorable Keita seconded the minutes. Thank you very much. Can we now go into the bigger issues, which is workshop on the budget vote, sector analysis and its relevance. Content aside, are you going to be making a presentation? Okay. Let me give it to you. Yes.
Thanks, Chairperson. I hope I'm audible enough. My name is Piso Ogesi and I'm a committee researcher. I'm going to make a presentation which ought to have been made by the content advisor, but given that this committee doesn't have one, I'm going to assume that responsibility. The brief presentation that I'm going to make will be structured as follows. Firstly, I'm going to give you an overview, and then there will be a legal framework followed by role players in budget cycle, and there will be a budget cycle expectations, and then the supporting documents. Let me kick off by giving a brief definition of the budget. The budget is a process of how revenue raised by national government will be allocated to national, provincial, and local governments. This is a process through which choices have to be made about competing priorities. This is also a planning tool that translates policy into service delivery through the allocation of scarce resources. the budget can potentially act as a powerful tool for a distribution and development in society and can enhance the stability of the country's economy. Now let me just zoom into the legal framework. Oversight is a constitutional mandated function of the legislative organs of state to scrutinize and oversee executive action in any organ of state. And Section 215 of the Constitution provides that national, provincial, and municipal budgets and budgetary processes must promote transparency, accountability, and the effective financial management of the economy and the public sector. And in terms of the Public Finance Management Act, the objective of the acting question is to ensure transparency, accountability, and sound management of the revenue, expenditure, assets, and liabilities of all public institutions. Pertaining to the Municipal Finance Management Act, the main objective of this act is to ensure sound and sustainable management of the financial affairs of those institutions which fall within the local government sphere. The Money Bills Amendment Procedure and Related Matters Act puts in place the procedure to amend money bills as per Section 77, Section 3 of the Constitution. It defines the processes and procedures that will be undertaken to pass the budget. Role players in the budget cycle include the following: legislators, which comprise inter alia the portfolio committees of finance, as well as the portfolio committee of appropriation, the appropriation committees, as well as the SCOPA, cabinet, national and provincial departments, as well as national treasury, the auditor general, public entities, constitutional entities, Financial and Fiscal Commission, South African Local Government Association, Civil Society, and Parliamentary Budget Office. The budget cycle in a nutshell is as follows. In January, the Cabinet Beholder discusses the government priorities for the national financial year. In February, the President presents the State of the Nation Address, or SONA, and the Minister of Finance introduces the national budget. In his or her budget speech, the Minister of Finance tables in Parliament the estimates of national expenditure, charters, appropriation bill, and the division of revenue bill. Between March and July, Parliament passes the division of revenue bill and appropriation bill, which includes considering each departmental vote. These confirm the allocation of funds to each vote. In September to November, the National Assembly considers annual reports and submits budgetary review and recommendation reports, as well as adopts the fiscal framework and passes the money bills. What are the expectations thereof? As people of the Parliament, as the people with disability, Parliament approves or amends the budget guided by Money Bills Act, which is specifically Section 10 of the Act in question. Parliament also ensures that budget matches the nation's needs with the resources that are available. Parliamentary committees will be ready to consider and report on their respective budget votes. The Money Bills Act provides that when considering the appropriation bill, the National Assembly must also assess the budget votes of departments together with their strategic and annual performance plans. In the next few months, quarterly expenditure and performance reports, annual reports tabling in September 2014, this in September, to October 2014, MTVVS in October 2014. Documents for budget oversight. Key government policy documents that are relevant are the following: the State of the Nation Address, sector relevant documents, the national budget documents, the Division of Revenue Act of 2014, budget review, the estimates of national expenditure, the appropriation bill, the minister's speeches and presentations to committees of parliament, updated forage plans, annual performance plans, auditor general and scope, reports of other relevant institutions. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I don't specifically have a question for clarity, but I think it's the presentation helped us to understand the array of framework in which you operate. I think that we should be moving to the real one, the real presentation, the vote itself. I think there is a presentation here that deals with it, and I saw the document so that we can engage with that.
Members again, before I start my presentation, I'm going to talk about the practical aspects of the committee's process to finalize its budget vote. I just want to alert Chairperson, my manager is sneaking out now. There's the section manager, Mr. Shabalala, and my unit manager, Mr. Philander. As I indicated, I'm going to deal with a practical overview of everything that the committee has to do to process its report for the budget vote. There's a lot of text, but I will make it as relevant as possible. Every year, in around March, the Department of Transport and its entities will table their strategic plans as well as the annual performance plans in Parliament. The Minister is responsible as the executive authority for tabling the strategic plan. And then the tabling is normally announced in the ATCs, which is the Announcements, Tabling and Committee Report, commonly referred to as the ATC. Members will notice that when the reports are referred, this is not in the text, when these reports are referred to the committee, it will normally say for consideration and report. And when it says consideration and report, Chairperson, please, there's an obligation on the committee to report to the National Assembly of the documents that they have considered. Once tabled, the documents are available in hard copies, and we, myself and the committee assistant, have started to distribute some of the documents. Members will see the strategic plans that has been placed in their pigeonhole. I know Mr. Frieder said he would like the electronic version, and we'll try our best to get those because it will get bulky. when the Speaker of the National Assembly refers the strategic plans, APPs, to the relevant committees, there's an onus on the committee to report on these plans normally before the budget vote of the committee. Once the committee's report is finalized, it must also be ATC chairperson. Our deadline is the 11th of July. And the budget debates take place in the extended public committee, the EPCs, which start on the 15th. Once referred to a portfolio committee, now on the second slide, the committee must develop a program for considering and reporting on the budget vote and the annual performance plans referred to in this process that happened this morning, where the committee were weighing whether it's feasible to invite the entities at this stage or not. So there's always that discussion before the process to decide how much time does the committee have, which of the entities will be called. And it's normally over a few days. But the process may also include participation through advertising for comment. Maybe someday the committee would want to ask the public what their opinions are about the budget vote of the department. That process normally takes around 2 weeks. We have to allow the public at least 10 working days to comment. The committee may also invite specific stakeholders or interest groups or even academic and research institutions to give their input. Those are the mains, but there are certain musts that the House wants from the committee to analyze the vote or to process the vote. Is to analyze, the committee must include an analysis by the Parliamentary Research and Content Support. Dr. Ngesi will be taking the committee through that analysis after this presentation. There's also a political overview by the relevant executive authority and a briefing by the relevant accounting officers. In this case, next week when the committee meets with the department on their briefing, on their budget, there's normally the acting DG or the DG if there's a full-time person, as well as the deputy director generals of each of their program areas, which will account for the strategic plans for each program area. There's also scrutiny of the table documents and presentations of other inputs. Those documents already have been sent to members and there are more following tomorrow morning. After this process, there's normally a committee deliberation on the strategic plan and the APP and the budget of the department. Once that process has been finalized, the committee will draft and adopt its committee report. And that report, chairperson and members, normally includes observations made by the committee about the budget of the department and strategic plan and the recommendation to the National Assembly as to whether the budget should be approved or not. There are certain challenges when it comes to the processing of the budget vote, especially this year because it was the election year and all of the committee's activities is compressed before the budget vote today. There is a very short period between the establishment of the committee, the election of a chairperson and EPC, and sometimes there are new members that are not familiar with the work of a specific department. So there's a learning period which is very much compressed. It normally takes a little bit longer to get acquainted with the department and its work. And also the department will receive short notice of the committee's program, and they themselves will have little time to prepare for the briefing. In this instance, for the fish on transport, I can assure the committee that the department has received the program, the draft program, and they are aware of the briefing that's taking place. As I also said, members will have little time to familiarize themselves with a portfolio, with a budget, with a strategic plan, and the associated responsibility. And there's little opportunity for public comment because there's not enough time to publish and to get those public inputs and to process it. There's also revival of the strategic and annual performance plans that were tabled before the elections. In instances where departments have merged, the relevant executive authority may decide to table a revised plan, which may cause delays in the committee process and which may in fact impact on reporting, which is not the case for the specific portfolio. In conclusion, I'm going to just outline some of the recommendations to make sure that the process runs course without any delays. The committee may consider receiving a broad overview of the department's budget goals and APP provided by the relevant executive authority and accounting officer. Can I also just remind the members when, this is not in the material, when the department chairperson, they have to report quarterly on their performance to the committee. That will always be in the committee program. So that opportunity also gives the committee a chance to track their strategic plan and to protect and to see if they are following their APP when they come and report on their expenditure. So that is something that will also happen quarterly. To address time constraints, this overview may also be considered along with the relevant budget vote, analysis by the researcher and content support, as well as the budgetary review and recommendations report adopted in 2013. The files that members received, the stick ones, will have a copy of the previous budgetary review report that was concluded in 2013 and that was adopted by the House. The committee may also adopt a report for tabling in the National Assembly. The committee may, for example, say may choose to comment on the constraints it faced as far as the consideration of the budget. The committee can actually say in its report it did not have sufficient time to fully consider the budget of the department. Briefly on the orientation and strategic planning of portfolio committees, at the start of each term, committees are expected to develop a five-year strategic plan that will form the basis of this of its oversight activities. And it's recommended that an orientation program start a scrutiny of the department's budget and strategic and annual performance plans be developed. But given time constraints and the fact that many members will be new to the portfolios, such scrutiny is unlikely to happen prior to the EPCs. But as I said, quarterly the committee has to look at the expenditures, and that's normally done in relation to its APPs and strategic plans. Thank you, members.
And good morning again, members. This time around, I'm going to take you through the analysis of the budget vote itself, which is vote 87. My presentation is going to be structured as follows. I'll first look at the mandate of the Department of Transport. and then I'll give a brief overview of the 2013-14 financial year, policy priorities for 2014-15, the actual budget analysis, and then I will finish off by enumerating the key issues for consideration by Parliament. Mandate of the Department of Transport. The Department of Transport is tasked with providing safe, reliable, effective, efficient, and fully integrated transport operations that best meet the needs of passenger and freight users. In addition, it is mandated ensuring safety and security across all modes of transport. In an endeavor to discharge this mandate effectively and efficiently, the Department has organized itself into 7 programs, which are administration, integrated transport planning, rail transport, road transport, civil aviation transport, maritime transport, as well as public transport. It has been contended that the department structure bodes well for the creation of jobs, the development of the country's urban and rural communities, as well as the improvement of logistics. I'm now going to look at the overview of the 2013-14 financial year with specific reference to the last quarter of that year. The department has spent 39 billion or 99.2% of the total available budget by the end of the fourth quarter. The department was behind on total spending by 317.6 million or 0.8%. This was mainly due to underspending in civil aviation and public transport programs. Pertaining to the former, that is the civil aviation program, and the expenditure was due to the entire airport refurbishment, and the department had spent less than anticipated on the project, owing to what it referred to as limited time. Regarding the public transport program, the underspending was attributed to the 400 million being paid to the city of Johannesburg instead of an amount of 503.7 million, amounting to an underspending of 103.7 million. In addition, an amount to the tune of 35.4 million of the tax scraping allowance was not transferred, thanks to a lower number of taxes being scraped. Policy priorities for 2014-15. In terms of the outcomes-based performance management framework adopted by government, the department contributes mainly to the development of an efficient, competitive, and responsive economic infrastructure network. That is outcome number 6. Moreover, the National Development Plan accentuates the necessity of sound economic infrastructure as a necessary condition for economic growth. The country's transport infrastructure is thus a key priority. The major recommendations of the National Development Plan are to improve public transport planning and integrate it with special planning. Furthermore, the NDP puts emphasis on the revitalization of the commuter rail fleet. The budget allocation of the department seeks, therefore, to respond to the cardinal issues raised in the NDP. This, in my view, is evidenced by 21.6 billion, which is 44.4%, and 15 billion, or 30.9% of the budget allocation, which go to the road transport and rail transport programs, respectively, and 11.3 billion, or 23.2%, that is allocated to the public transport program. This augurs well for economic growth and job creation, and will stand the country in good stead in attracting investors and tourists. This slide just speaks to the budget allocation, which I'm going to look at it in detail in terms of analysis. Of the 685 billion of the total appropriation by vote, the Department of Transport receives 48.7 billion in 2014-15.
budget allocation constitutes 7.7% of the national budget, compared to 42.4 billion adjusted domain budget that the department received in 2013-14. The budget allocation increases by 14.9% in nominal terms and 8.2% in real terms. By real terms, I mean when one takes cognizance of inflation. 47.8% or 98% of the department's total budget, beg your pardon, is in the form of transfers and subsidies to its entities such as the South African National Road Agency Limited, the Passenger Rail Agency of South Africa, as well as in the form of conditional grants to provinces and municipalities for public transport infrastructure. The budget allocation for the compensation of employees increases from 344.2 million in 2013-14 to 383.4 million in 2014-15. The average departmental expenditure on the use of consultants is said to decline from 451.6 million in 2013-14 to 312.9 million in 2014-15. Let me now go to problem analysis, and I'll start with problem one, which is administration. For the 2014-15 financial year, the administration program receives an allocation of 382.9 million compared to 362.4 million in 2013-14. This translates into an increase by 5.7% in nominal terms, but a decrease by 0.5% when taking into account the effects of inflation. The most noticeable increase is in the office accommodation sub-program, which increases from 39.8 million in 2013-14 to 46.5 million in 2014-15, indicating an increase by 16.8% in nominal terms and 10% in real terms. The largest share of the program's overall allocation, which is the administration program, that is 48.5%, goes to the corporate services sub-program, followed by 18% allocated to the management sub-program. Program 2, integrated transport planning. The budget allocation for this program increases by 2.7% in nominal terms from 79.1 million in 2013-14 to 81.2 million in the current financial year. However, the overall expenditure decreases by 3.84% in real terms when taking inflation into cognizance. The exponential increase is in the logistics sub-program that increases from 11.2 million in 2013-14 to 20.8 million in 2014-15, indicating an increase by 74.8% in nominal terms, or 64.6% in real terms. This sub-program is entrusted with developing and coordinating the implementation for freight logistics strategies. This is aimed at unblocking the bottlenecks in the freight logistics system and related supply chains, with particular emphasis on integrated elements of the system across all modes. The proposed Durban Free State Housing Logistics and Industrial Corridor that was announced by President Zuma in his 2012 State of the Nation Address is part of this endeavor, and this is equally mentioned in the National Development Plan. Program 3, Rail Transport. In 2013-14, the budget allocation for the program was 11.2 billion, and it increases to 15 billion in 2014-15, indicating an increase by 33.8% in nominal terms and 26% in real terms. The program's overall allocation constitutes 30.9% of the department's budget. The rail oversight sub-program receives the biggest share, that is 99.8% of the program's budget allocation, which is 14.9 billion and up from 11.2 billion allocated to it in 2013-14. This sub-program is responsible for making transfers to the passenger rail agents of South Africa, as well as the rail safety regulator. For the 2014-15 financial year, 14.9 billion is transferred to the passenger rail agents of South Africa, while 51.5 million goes to the railway safety regulator. Transfers to the passenger rail agents of South Africa are for replacing signaling systems and aging rolling stock, as well as upgrading the rail infrastructure. Program 4, road transport. Expenditure on this program increases from 19.6 billion in 2013-14 to 21.6 billion in 2014-15, translating into an increase by 10.6% in nominal terms and 4.1% in real terms. The program receives the largest share of the department's budget, that is 44.4%, but declines in overall share from 46.2% in previous year. The largest share of the program's allocation, that is 99.6%, goes to the road oversight sub-program, which is tasked with, in Sahelia, transferring funds to the South African National Road Agency Limited, the Road Traffic Management Corporation, and the Road Traffic Infringement Agency. In the 2014-15 financial year, an amount of 11.9 billion is transferred to the South African National Road Agency Limited, of which 7.5 billion is allocated to the non-toll network. The South African National Road Agency Limited transfer also includes 3.7 billion for current payments and 665.5 million is allocated to the coal village network. The allocation to the provincial roads maintenance grant, which is also famously known as the Hamba Sonke Road Maintenance Program, is to the tune of 9.4 billion. Of this amount, 7.9 billion is set aside for road maintenance and 602.3 million for disaster relief. In addition, 803 million goes to coal haulage and road network maintenance. This budget allocation suggests that the department's spending focus will be on the development of roads and road infrastructure in line with the National Development Plan. For their part, the Road Traffic Management Corporation and the Road Traffic Infringement Agency are allocated 176 million and 15.3 million respectively to promote safety on the country's roads. Program 5, Civil Aviation. The program budget decreases from 243.3 million in 2013-14 to 148.3 million in 2014-15, which is a decrease by 39.1% in nominal terms and 42.6% in real terms. The decrease is largely attributable to the fact that an additional amount to the tune of 104.8 million had been allocated to the upgrade and refurbishment of the Mthatha Airport in 2013-14, and there is no allocation for this purpose in 2014-15. Maritime Transport, which is Program 6. For the 2014-15 financial year, the program is allocated 110.6 million, up from 104.4 million in 2013-14. This budget allocation increases by 5.9% in nominal terms, but decreases by 0.2% in real terms. The exponential increase is in the Maritime Administration Support Sub-Program, which goes up by 179.8% in nominal terms and 162.9% in real terms. The allocation in these sub-programs increases from 2.4 million in 2013-14 to 6.7 million in 2014-15. However, the largest portion of the program's allocation, that is 55.6%, is in the implementation, monitoring, and evaluation sub-program, which increases from 54.1 million in 2013-14 to 61.5 million in 2014-15. This indicates an increase by 13.7% in nominal terms and 7% in real terms. This allocation is intended, among other things, to implement the National Health Act, as well as to reduce the levels of pollution and the number of accidents and incidents at sea. The last program, which is program number 7, public transport. The budget allocation for the program increases from 10.8 billion in 2013-14 to 11.3 billion in 2014-15, translating into an increase by 4.9% in nominal terms, but a decrease by 1.2% in real terms in 2014-15. The noticeable increase is in the public transport network development sub-program, which increases by 41.2% in nominal terms and 82.9% in real terms. This resonates with the department's endeavor to promote and improve public transport's accessibility and reliability as recommended in the National Development Plan. The program's budget allocation constitutes 23.2% of the department's budget, down from 25.4% in 2013-14. There is a marked decrease in the budget allocation for the Public Transport Administration Support Sub-Program, which decreases from 16 million in 2013-14 to 7.8 million in 2014-15. This indicates a decrease by 51.2% in nominal terms and 54.1% in real terms. This is attributable to the number of vacancies owing to the organizational structure changes. Key issues for consideration in Parliament. In my view, Parliament should brief Parliament, and Transport should brief Parliament on its program aimed at replacing the signaling systems and aging rolling stock, as well as upgrading the rail infrastructure. This briefing should include, but not limited to, the budget allocation for this purpose for 2014-15, the time frames and the progress made to date. Parliament should monitor the expenditure of the provincial roads maintenance grant, and in this regard, the department should brief Parliament on the breakdown of the budget allocation for 2014-15. Moreover, Parliament should conduct oversight visits to some of the areas where the provincial roads maintenance grant is implemented in order to ascertain whether the grant is used for its intended purpose and whether there is value for money. Given the stubborn carnage on the country's roads, Parliament should continuously monitor whether the programs implemented by the Road Traffic Management Corporation, as well as the Road Traffic Enforcement Agency, are yielding positive results. The department should brief Parliament on a quarterly basis on how it spends its budget allocation. Parliament should also monitor the use of consultants by the department and where consultants have been used. Parliament should ascertain whether there has been a transfer of skills from the consultants to the employees of the department. The department should also brief Parliament on how its budget allocation gives effect to the National Development Plan. The department should also brief Parliament on the finalization of the development as well as the implementation of the National Scholar Transport Policy, given that it has been in the making for some time. Indeed, in 2009,
the department tabled what is referred to as the final draft National School of Transport Policy, but up to this date, it hasn't been finalized. I thank you.
Thank you, Tim. Maybe just a question of clarity and to try or to understand. On several slides and in several programs, maybe I shouldn't ask the question because of the interference. I just want to emphasize it's an attempt to understand. I'm asking this on several slides in several of the programs, in fact, maybe all of them, if I could recall, slide 15, 16, 21, 25, etc. There's a distinction at the end which refers to the increase in budget, and then inflation as an indicator is used to, in a way, discount the percentage. I don't understand the significance of that, because my understanding of inflation as an economic indicator is a retrospective one. So surely you can't discount a future percentage because it's in future. We don't know what the future inflation would be even of the next financial year. So how can we discount the effective increase to a nominal amount? I don't understand the significance of that, because there's a general understanding that each following budget will have increases. So if it is an increase in an attempt to improve service delivery or maintenance or refurbishment or whatever, everybody understands that it would increase. My question then is, what is the significance of this attempt to show a discounted percentage?
Chairperson. Forgive me. I thought that this information from the secretary or the presentation of the aid today was just to take us on board. And I believe this, like is written, research unit, the relevant people is the department itself. This information, it's about to equip us that when the department comes, so that we can prepare ourselves which question must be asked. That is my understanding. So I thought that maybe today we can just go in comments with see, to me it's marvelous achievement whereby a person can try to summarize, because I assume if it's from the department like this one, if you check how thick is the document. I think this is part of the summary of the document to try to, it highlights, because even myself, if you wanted us to go and ask a question, there are a lot of questions which I can bombast with you, load on you, but unfortunately I realize that you are not a relevant person. And then also, to the previous also from this, it helped us a lot, and it needs us maybe time and again to check our instruments like the KFMA, like this tool which you presented earlier on, and to check also the constitution. Like Mr. Fletcher, luckily I've worked with you previously before I went to. I believe here we work as a team, not as a political practice. Because what is expected from us all And I assume I would be very much grateful if all the parties were here, because it shows us guidelines, but it doesn't say that we mustn't differ. If there are any proposals, we must add as proposals. Because what I'm scared of the chairperson is that at the end, the legal seat report must be from us all. So these are just guidelines from my side. That was my comment. That's why I said I wanted to apologize, sir. Because Ungis is not you. It's the department. You must ask the department. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairperson. I must say I understand the question behind this, but I think also that it's a good thing to actually show, because we might be showing that there's an increase, but in actual terms, there is not an increase. So, you know, from my side, I think, yes, you know, it's a good thing to show it, but it's a research document. If we just read the strategic plan ourselves or the report, we'll be able to show. This is a summary. I think it's actually quite nice just to get your eyes on it immediately.
Thank you, Jefferson. Briefly, I'll say, a question has been posed, and partly or partially a response has been given to the question. And by that, what I'm saying is that the distinction or differentiation between nominal as well as the real terms, in terms to, as the last member has aptly pointed out, it is intended to give clarity in terms of where, for instance, one might be of the view that there is an increase. But if, for instance, you are looking at it, taking the inflation into account, which is the real terms, you might find that no increase has actually taken place. But to also reiterate the point that was made by Honorable Sibani, on our part of the recessions, what we normally do is to analyze the information based on the estimates of national expenditure. But regarding the rationale behind the budget allocation, people who are better placed to respond to such issues at the department itself. So that would be my take.
Thank you very much. Honorable Ramachaka.
No, thank you, Chair. It's also just in the spirit of preparing ourselves for the question to the department. I think in some section of the report itself, I find that there are some useful questions already prepared that we need to try and delve deeper in the discussion with the department. For an example, the issue about the Mthatha Airport, that kind of finding out what progress has been made. So I just wanted to highlight to say some of these questions are fairly important questions for the department to ask to answer. There's one thing that I maybe can be educated on as a way of questions also. There is an issue about the road infrastructure development in terms of the following or looking into the realization of NDP. But what I don't see, I think it talks about the maintenance program, which is a provincial function. But under that, there is also a program that goes to the cities, the metropolitan city and the transport, for the same issues about public transport and infrastructure. I wonder whether there is no question that we could ask, and let me tell you my concern is that I'm not quite sure in terms of the monitoring of the expenditure with respect to that particular grant, to particularly to the metros around the public transport and infrastructure, that perhaps we should try and find out from the department whether the issue about the split of expenditure, how is it, what is the monitoring tool that they use in terms of the consultant? I know in the report we do talk about the consultants coming down, but we don't have a way to check whether in real time is it coming down when you take into account there's also the transfer that goes into various CA. So the infrastructure and consultants, both in terms of that particular grant that goes, I think that's a question that we need to ask, because my concern is the consultants walk away with actually more than millions, which is not necessarily translating itself in the skill in the various sphere. They pocket the money, next time they come again, they need to, there's no skill transfer, so to speak. So I think you understand what I'm saying. The question that we need to try and find out in that particular transfer, the monitoring of it, and the split of expenditure with respect to consulting the infrastructure, real infrastructure development expenditure, so the department can try and help us to understand that. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Member. I think members here were on the right track, because it is clear that, procedurally, before we go to debate, the department must come and account in front of us. So therefore, in short, I think I'll take these comments on what we were raising. Let us reserve and have some highlights on those questions, so that if when the departments come here, then we are able to say, departments, maybe give them the opportunity to bring their presentation. After giving us their presentation, that's when then we are going to start to ask questions, because this exercise for today, it was to equip us that we must check this might transpire. I think, before I give it back to the chairperson, I think we have done. Okay. I think we have done justice with the hearing of the all what was presented to us. And there is a hand at the back. Yes. Noted, Mama.
Thank you.
Yes.
I just wanted to check as to whether the department has given any specific.
Use mic, ma'am. Yes. Use the mic in front.
Sorry?
Yes.
I just wanted to check as to whether the departments are given any specific period when they're supposed to do the transfers to the provinces and also to the municipalities, because in most cases find that there are complaints about them being at towards the end of the financial year and so on. Thank you.
I think honourable members, what I was trying to indicate, this is a very, very relevant crucial question. But I think this is above the level of Babungis. Let's leave this question. Let's note the questions. So that when given time, when the department comes here, and then we interrogate all what is there. Because we are so lucky to have such researchers that we are being given a scope before the department comes, and then we're able to reserve and come with all those questions. That's what I was proposing. I think it is clear to every member. Is that taken? Yes.
mangazi agenda yethu khona kusasele. I think babungisi, let me give you a platform.
Thanks, Chairperson. No, I would like to respond slightly to the question that was asked by the last man. Perhaps
using my question.
Yes. Perhaps Honourable, to put your mind at ease, the Division of Revenue Act does spell out the time frames within which transfers to either the provinces or the municipalities ought to be made. But now the question becomes whether there is an adherence to the time frames stipulated in the DORA itself. Perhaps the question should be asked along those lines. Thanks, Chairperson.
Thank you. I think that is clear. But nevertheless, Ma'edebek, I think you still have an opportunity that when the department comes, we can ask the very same questions. Yes. So, honorable members, on the behalf of the powers invested on me, by the chairperson. Hey, somebody's been doing for me. I think we have come to an end to our agenda of the day. But I don't know whether there's anything left. We've done with the ministers right now. Everything's done. So therefore, what I want you to encourage is that honorable members, please, as I indicated earlier on that site where I was sitting on your side, let's work as a team. We do have any potential, and I'm happy because normally as males, they normally put us males only. I used to term it called Congress of Boys only, but now this community is so empowered because the chairperson is a lady and there are ladies in the committee. Therefore, God, Machakan and other Congress, we must be careful there. I think this committee will be hot here. Therefore, I'll encourage that we must take it in that spirit that we work as a team. Yes, it's not a party politics, but it's about the people of South Africa, what they want. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned. Yes. Yeah. Thanks.